Star FM's Jess and Travis for breakfast.
I need to have a bit of a vent this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know how sometimes you just have those little things that irk you for no particular reason?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can be the most stupid things that really, in the big scheme of things, are not that important. I've had one of those things happening for the last couple of weeks.
Is it the way that when I'm starting a sentence, I string the first four or five words together?
No, I told you it's nothing to do with you. It is to do with someone here at the Star FM studios.
Okay.
It's actually to do with our boss.
Now, I just say, I don't know what she's about to say.
Look,
however,
the reason...
her views and opinions are her own and do not reflect mine. Please keep me.
I think you're going to share this irritation with me, actually. The reason we're talking about it so early is because I'm hoping that the boss isn't awake yet. But
he's probably listening right now on the one morning that you wouldn't
hopefully
be.
Hopefully not. But anyway, I'll give you a little bit of context. So right here in the Star FM studios, we have a whiteboard, which we kind of write little things, you know, to-do lists on, and we write, you know, things that we have to do and things that are coming up later in the week.
So I can see, just from looking, for example, at today's, I can see that coming up we're talking about Men in the Kitchen. We've got, I've got amazing discoveries. We're going to name Jess's car. We've got Which Would You Rather.
Yeah, there's also like an AFL footy tips ladder on there.
Yep.
A few different bits and pieces
there.
Like that. It's just to keep us kind of organised, because you need strategies like that to help make sure you're getting everything done that you need to do.
Mm. Families have whiteboards at their home so they know what's going on.
They do. Now, I am probably the least OCD person you will ever meet in your life. I mean, me, Jess, and cleanliness doesn't really go together all that well.
I visited your house once.
Yeah. Nah.
I really like the position you put your wardrobe, literally all over the floor.
On the floor? Yeah.
Really impressive.
Me too. It's called a floor-drobe. I'm really not like an overly neat kind of person, but... our boss has been coming into the studios all the time for the last few weeks, and he'll just pick up a texter and write all over our whiteboard.
Oh, yes.
I know he's trying to help, but it's like, hey, that's our whiteboard. We have that all planned out, and it's neat, and it's organized, and here you are just writing all over it.
And he writes really big as well.
And really messy, and it really, like, it's not a huge whiteboard, so we kind of got to prioritize our space on this whiteboard.
Yeah, it's not like a school whiteboard that goes for, like, the entire wall of the room.
No, it's not a little
stand-up one. It's the size of kind of like an arts canvas sort of thing.
Look, I know I'm being really irrational. I know that. I know that this is such a stupid thing to get worked up over, but it really, really irritates me. Just, I don't know why. I don't know why it bothers me so much, but it just does. And I know it's irrational.
So am I allowed to write on the whiteboard?
You are. You and I, it's our whiteboard. No one else is allowed to write on it.
Oh,
just
I see.
You and I.
So it's just us.
It really frustrates me.
Well,
it's our whiteboard.
Well, I've gone to get ready for this. Here we go.
What are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
You've bought the boss.
The boss is in here. Get behind that microphone.
Good morning. How
Travis,
are you?
Nick, how are you doing?
Travis, this was meant to be between you and I and everyone listening.
So,
oh, no.
Mick.
So do you know why you're in here, Mick?
No, not really. Oh, well, no, I'm here to talk about my local auction. That's what we talked about. You saw me so excited yesterday.
That was our cover story. You were so excited. You were, like, strutting around the office about it. No, here's what we're talking about. So here in the studio we have a whiteboard.
Yep.
Yes.
On which we plan out everything that's coming up on the show. And Jess has this thing that really just annoys the crap out of her.
There's
no apparent reason. There's no apparent reason as to why it should be annoying, because it's the most inane thing ever. But she really doesn't like it when anyone other than myself or Jess writes on the whiteboard.
Can't believe you're telling us.
Can't deal with it.
What do I do every week on the whiteboard?
Write on our whiteboard, Mick, and it really frustrates me.
It's not even, and it's the writing's really big, and that's exactly.
Never one of my better sports.
As you can see now, Mick, we have just recently wiped the whiteboard clean. It's all neat. It's all tidy.
Yeah, it's
going to really upset me if you keep writing on it.
Got your important keynotes.
Yes, I have got that there. Have you written down the... actually, you've left the one I put last week off there.
So, yes, we have.
You want me to write it on? I'm happy to write it on again.
Mick, don't write on the whiteboard.
So,
guys, I know...
I am the mediator here, okay? Right, I am here to make sure... and we'll get to my local auction in a second, Mick, I promise.
Okay, back in your corners.
Yeah. I'm the mediator. I'm here to bring logic and reason to this. This is a workplace
Is this the same Travis Butler that we normally see here every day?
It's not. I've put on my big boy pants today.
Very
it's
good,
a big
very,
deal.
Very
I still
impressive.
Can't believe you told the boss that I said
something
you did annoy me.
What? So you need to ask Mick something to try and make this behavior stop, okay? It polite, now Jess, this is very important. Polite
Ready.
But firm, okay? Polite
okay.
but firm.
Okay, Mick.
Jess.
Hang on, you know what? Stop. I'm going to video this because this is the most awkward thing I've probably ever seen.
The whiteboard looks good today,
Jess. Take it away.
Mick.
Yeah.
Will you please stop writing on our whiteboard?
And now, Mick, you need to reply with a polite but firm answer.
Do they reckon I should not write on your whiteboard?
I think you should not write on our whiteboard because it really frustrates me. I know it shouldn't, but it does, Mick.
Well, I want to see if I'm going to get any backing. Will someone back me?
Oh.
That it's okay as the boss to write on the whiteboard?
You've got to do what the boss tells you. Right. No, 13, 12, 16, though. Are you like me? Do you get frustrated by something completely irrational? Because I know that this is silly that I get so upset by it, but it really bothers me.
Now that I know, I won't do it.
Thank you, Mick.
I'll send you emails.
This is a company training video. This is beautiful.
Jess and Travis. Weekday mornings when you wake up. Find them on Facebook and Twitter. Star 96.1. Hashtag Jess and Travis.